T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When I was in a Catholic grade school, Sacred Heart Elementary in Groovyside, a couple of guys were throwing spit wads at the Catholic nun in the front of the class. And as soon as she would turn around, everybody would quit. And so no one would fess up to it. And so she put everybody in detention until the fellas who threw the spit wad fessed up. My phone started blowing up yesterday, the argument being, okay, I get it. Folks are screwing up, packing in the bars, think it's funny they don't wear masks. Then the young folks in some bars get sick or test positive, and then the county comes in and puts the hammer down and shuts down all bars and doesn't allow anyone to serve alcohol. Rather than grabbing the scofflaws and punishing them and making an example out of them. That's what I'm hearing this morning. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, good morning, sir. How are you? Fitz.
Whoops, sorry about that. I was on mute.
Sorry,
what a difference, what a difference a week makes. Last week, numbers were good. Just started to get our first one, and then, boy, what a... how fast it goes, and it's difficult. The economic impact, the health impact, all tied together. We're certainly taking a look at things. I mean, we want to isolate this, but the science has taken us to one area, one industry at this point, and rather than go back into the yellow where we close other things, hair salons, which have been responsible. Nail salons, gyms, et cetera, it's one industry where it seems to be infecting our health.
Well, just so folks get it, there's a certain gravity to this that has folks very concerned. The numbers are higher than they've ever been in Allegheny County. Is that not true, sir?
That's correct. And today's number that we're going to release is almost the same. So the three highest numbers we've ever seen. The first time ever yesterday, we were the highest in the state. We had a 2-day period in which we did more than we had the previous 2 weeks. So all those indications really worry that this thing could get out of control very, very quickly. The spread of this virus is so fast, and we've seen it in other states where they've really are trying to figure this out. We're not there yet where we have this, where we have to start shutting everything down, and we don't want to go there. We really don't. This was very difficult. Our tracers and our health department folks all weekend working, pulling data, trying to figure out where this was so we could make a good decision. And we'll see where it goes.
Rich Fitzgerald joining me. So, Fitz, you have narrowed it down, and it's really come down to a couple of bars and a bunch of young people, has it not, sir, in essence?
More than a couple. But it's not even in one neighborhood or two neighborhoods. It is spread around. And there are some bad actors, quite frankly, who just don't want to believe and want to think wearing masks is for wimps or, you know, whatever they want to think. It's political. But what it does is really endanger this community. It endangers more than just even the people that are in that room at that time, because those people in that room at that time then go back to work, go home. They go to other activities, and the spread can be very, very quick.
So, you know what I'm about to ask you. There are so many restaurant guys blowing up my phone, and I know they did the same to you. So why not send a band of inspectors out, health department folks who know what the hell they're doing, go into the bars that violated, shut them down for 2 weeks. Let the good guys do their thing, Fitz. This seems arbitrary and, as they say in court, capricious. It seems totally unfair to the bars doing the right thing and the restaurants, sir.
Yeah, I get that. But, you know, we also haven't heard from the bars and restaurants that need to patrol their own industry. They need to call out the bad guys, too. And quite frankly, they've been very quiet during this time. They saw what was happening, and they turned a blind eye to it. And people need to speak out. I agree. The problem becomes, you know, as if we have inspectors sitting around ready to go out and inspect every single restaurant in this town.
No, I'm not saying that. You have places that have more violations than the others.
Well, we got to get reports. We got to get reports, and maybe that's something we can turn up. But they're also doing inspections on gyms. They're doing inspections on hardware stores. They're doing inspections on supermarkets. They're doing inspections on et cetera, et cetera. We've got hundreds of different industries that are out there that are dealing with. We have seen one industry right now, one that has shown these numbers.
Has it been suggested, have you discussed, though, going to the bars that are violating and shutting them down rather than everybody down?
Yes.
Is that a possibility?
That is a possibility. Absolutely, it's a possibility. And one of the things I'd like to do is I wish the Restaurant Association would come forward and start calling out their bad actors instead of saying we're all being, you know, persecuted. Right. And, you know, yeah, let's figure it out. I don't disagree. And I think, you know, I've talked to some of them over the last couple of days, and we're going to get together. I think they're going to put some sort of a plan together that they would like to see their own industry being regulated. And you're right. I think there's a lot of good, responsible folks that are trying to do the right thing. And unfortunately, there have been some folks who have done some not so responsible things, and it's put everybody in a difficult position.
Let me use Pat McDonald, who's a friend of mine. He owns Atria's and other restaurants. He has 8 restaurants, 600 employees. I'm totally devastated by this. I have 600 employees for now. I'm doing the right thing. Again, man, why is Pat and his restaurants being singled out if they're separating folks, if everyone's wearing masks? It's not right, man. It's arbitrary. And across the board, it's like arresting one guy for a crime and everybody goes to jail. I mean, it's not fair.
Well, back in the old days, we shut everybody down when we were in yellow.
It's not the old days.
And when we were in red, everybody was shut down. So, you know, I think Dr. Bogan and her team are being strategic in where they're going. Again, this can be a discussion we can have with folks like him and the responsible operators. They deserve to be allowed to be open. I absolutely agree. It's unfortunate. I've never heard from these folks until now.
Yeah, but they have no violations. What the hell are they supposed to say to you, Fitz? I'm doing the right thing?
Well, for 3 weeks, though, they saw what was going on. 3 weeks that we saw how this was occurring. So, again, we could have... So what do we do? How do we know which ones they are?
Well, do we allow... If I have 10 violations, shut me down.
Once we find that out, so do we wait another 3 weeks until we find all those violators and let the spread go to 200, 300, 400 cases?
I'm not saying that, but you already know where the violators are coming from on the south
side. No, we don't. No, that's just it. We don't.
You told me already that they're coming from some bars on the south side. People already know this.
There are some, but we don't know every single one of them is what I'm saying. So it does become more difficult when you've got... We've opened more bars and restaurants in the last 10 years than any period. This industry is doing extremely well until the COVID. I mean, we've never seen the and by the way, we heard these same arguments when we did a smoking ban 10 years ago, and then they went to court to try to overturn that. And then we heard, you know, when it was a drink tax that was going to shut them down. We've seen this industry do well, and I want them to do well, and we've helped them do well by bringing in, you know, all this industry, all this growth, all these young people. We've got to figure out a way, and we'll work with them. We will. But the fact is, we had to do something very quickly because this thing was getting out of control very, very fast.
All right. So here's what annoys me, and I think I mentioned this to you yesterday. Why the hell can I get a Coke at a restaurant when I can't get a beer, one beer or one glass of wine with dinner? What the hell's the difference between me getting a soft drink handed to me from a waitress or waiter versus a Coke?
Well, alcohol seems to change people.
One glass of wine, one beer gets someone what? Screws up their judgment? That makes no sense. It's not fair.
Well, again, that may be something we take a look at in the coming days. So we didn't go back to the original yellow or red, in which everything was shut down on the restaurant, where it was only takeout, there is still the ability to serve meals and to go forward and serve all the things that you need to do, but you've got to wear your mask. You've got to have your servers wearing your mask. There are some restaurants that literally will not wear their mask, and they're proud of it.
I get that, and that's ignorant, and they should be shut down, but my man, one beer, come on. It just doesn't, it makes no sense, really makes no sense that I can't get one beer versus one Coke. If someone could say, I drink four Cokes, I get jacked up on caffeine, I make horrible decisions. I just don't get that. And you know these guys live and die with alcohol sales, man, and they're going to die. They're telling me they're on the edge of complete failure as a result of this.
You know how many times I've heard that for this industry over the last 10 years?
So you're okay with that then?
No, I'm not saying I'm okay with it. I'm saying I've seen the crying wolf many times. So, again, I want to help them. We opened them up 3 weeks ago, and then there was a lot of irresponsibility that occurred. Okay? Nobody said a word. Nobody looked and said, hey, Joe, you got to clean it up. Hey, Pete, you got to clean it up. Hey, Mary, you got to clean it up. Nobody. They looked the other way, and they put this community at risk, putting lives at risk, putting, you know, our economy at risk.
I get it, but one glass of wine, man.
All these other industries.
One glass of wine. It's like saying...
So maybe we'll look at it. Okay. Maybe we will look at it. But we had to take action right away.
I know, but it's like, let's shut down Route 28 because four guys are speeding. It makes no sense to me. Grab the guys who are speeding, man. And let me say this. It annoys the hell out of me, and I apologize for using hell so much, and I appreciate you for doing this, and I apologize I blew through traffic, but this is important stuff to our region. Why in the world, if you're going to say shut down the bars, and you told me you don't know where the cases are coming from, then shut down the protests, man. You got 5,000 people in the streets. Ain't no social distancing. They're laying on the ground, back to back, arm to arm, head to head.
How do we shut down protests, Marty?
Huh?
How do you do that? How do you do that?
What do you mean?
How do you do that?
With the police. Shut them
down.
Do
they take licenses? Do we put them in jail and then put them at risk there? I mean, my point is, and again, I'm going to go to the science. The science hasn't shown testing from the protest. If the science was showing that, we would be out there warning people about that. So, I mean, we got to follow the science. And what the science has shown, what the case testing, the contact tracing has shown, that this is the area in which it's occurring. So Dr. Bogan and her team want to keep people safe. That's the number one issue that they're trying to deal with. We may take a pause in which we take a look at some of the things.
Like a glass of wine.
That you are suggesting. Right. I don't know what it would be. Again, that's something that you think is right.
I could give a damn. I don't drink, man. I'm talking about
And what you're saying sounds reasonable. I'm not disagreeing with you. I also know that if you're outside, and that's what I would prefer, is right. If a lot of these folks would have outdoor dining, that we know being indoors without a mask for long periods of time increases the risk of the spread.
All right, and I know you got to go, and I appreciate you doing this. Hey, please tell people that are so ignorant out there that somehow they think this is their fight for freedom, not wearing a mask. Please tell them.
We're trying. we are. And that's another important thing, because most people are acting so responsibly, and that's great. I mean, industry after industry, individuals, community organizations, but you've got a few that have let this get out of hand, and unfortunately, sometimes you go with a broader net. We may sit down. We're going to sit down and talk to the folks and see if there's a way we can work this out. We do want to take the irresponsible people and have them shut down for at least a period of time.
Right.
And you know, so maybe we'll get to that place. But these numbers went up so fast that Dr. Bogan and her team felt like they had to take some action, some drastic action. And the other thing I'll say to you, Marty, you know, we've talked about this. There will always be changes. Until there is a vaccine, there will be things that will be opened up and then will be closed. And I think you'll see that with schools, sports, other activities that, you know, will feel comfortable for a while. The numbers will go up. We'll be able to isolate it in a certain area. Things will get shut down.
I know you got to go, but I know you're also seeing a big jump in youth sports. Folks are ignoring any controls there, are they not, sir?
I wouldn't call it a big jump yet, but we're starting to see some numbers that are concerning.
Right.
And so we'll see where that goes as well. Her team, they're looking, they're taking data, and they're going to make decisions based on science.
Richard Schill, thank you.
All right, thanks, Marty. Take care.
Good stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.